Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. This segment in a handful of minutes, I'm going to get to an is it weird that I want to get Danny and the fellas back in studio to weigh in on.
Did you do something weird, buddy?
Well, you're going to have to tell me.
Ah, yes.
We will play a little is it weird this segment. Let's clean up some Jonathan Allen information here because there's a lot of it going in a bunch of directions. So yesterday the report during our show was that he was out for the season, I think originally broken by ESPN.com and John Keim. Today, Keim's cohort, Adam Schefter, who was also in on that report yesterday, came out and said the Redskins were designated Jonathan Allen for return. They were hopeful maybe he could play at some point this season. Now, this is another thing people keep asking on Twitter, and this is the best we understand it right now. There is no actual listing of designating a player for return. Here's what's different now from a couple years ago, Danny. Follow me here. When Nick Sundberg broke his arm, remember?
Yes.
He was immediately, when he was placed on IR, designated as the Redskins player to return. Do you recall that?
Yes, I do.
No longer is that a thing. Now, I believe the way it works is that you can take two players off IR to play again. So everyone keeps reporting it as if these guys are getting, quote, listed as designated to return. The point is that there is no list anymore where you do that right away, where you
right.
have to name that player. There's just two guys you get to pull off IR when they get healthy, essentially, as the year goes along. And so the Redskins are telling reporters, I guess, that Jonathan Allen could end up being one of those two players. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So here's the translation to idiot speak, aka my level. He's hurt real bad, but we kind of hope he can come back this year.
Right. He's not out for the year definitively, is what we're gathering today now.
Uh-huh.
Master Tisfatsian of the Washington Post had the story that you just heard Nick talking about in the breaking news, which was that Jonathan Allen apparently has a clean break in his foot.
Okay.
That meshes with what we heard from Ian Rappaport, who talked to Chad Dukes, who said he was going to have a screw inserted into his foot. Because with a Liz Frank and what Rappaport said, there was some confusion on why that would be the case. So maybe the Liz Frank was the fear or is somehow some way involved in this as well. But Master's report in the Post is that he broke his foot, that they've already surgically repaired it, and that now they have to wait and see, but in 2 months they'll reevaluate him. 2 months from right now is late December. We've seen this in the past with guys like Corey Lichtensteiger. If you're able to come back for the final two or three games and this team's in the playoff run, then they'll throw you back into the fire. As John Keim is saying now, though, you really cannot let a guy come back early from a Liz Frank because it can end up being a reoccurring issue and a career changer.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is they're going to be overly cautious. This is a first-round pick. This is a guy that's just getting started in his career. I would still bet on not seeing him this season, but it doesn't sound like the initial report of yesterday, which was he's done for the year, is 1,000% gospel. Maybe there's a chance he will play late this season.
It sounds kind of Pollyannish, doesn't it? Like, we're hopeful maybe he'll have a miraculous recovery and he'll be back in the field this year for true. It just seems like no way to me. Isn't it whatever? I mean, I guess they want to leave open the possibility, but there's no procedural move that has to be made. He's on IR, and that's where he'll stay unless something changes. I don't know what the hesitation is to just sort of declare that and say, well, we hope he recovers. I don't know. Maybe it's just my own little upset at the fact that I've been confused by this entire thing. Schefter's report's really what threw me because I thought I understood the rule, and then he's like, they will designate him as somebody that they hope possibly could return later on this season. Back to you, Boom. Okay.
Well, I think that teams still designate guys at the moment where they're reinstated. In other words, it used to be when you walked into the restaurant, you had to raise your hand and say, gluten allergy. And now you can, like, sit at the table for a while, and when they hand you something you don't want to eat, you can say gluten allergy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do now.
There is no designated list. I just think if you have 13 guys on IR, you fast forward 2 months from when they're placed on IR and a guy's better, you could say, hey, we have not used our two get-out-of-jail-free cards. We've got two gas cards to use on this trip. We haven't used one of them, so we'll use it now. And I think the point is they feel like he may end up being one of the guys they can pluck off their IR. That's how I'm taking it.
Makes sense to me now.
All right, let's get to an Is It Weird real quick. Danny, I've got an Is It Weird for you I need you to weigh in on.
All right, here we go.
Last night, I'm at Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Chicago Cubs.
The Cubs.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers play a little league championship series baseball. Where I'm sitting for these games is in a broadcast booth at the press level of Wrigley Field up behind home plate.
Very tiny.
Next to me, directly next to me on my left by about 6 feet, is a guy I've been communicating with over the last couple of days who's decked out in Cubs gear, but I really haven't known exactly what he does. So we get into a more detailed conversation last night as we're talking about the game, and it turns out that this guy is the scoreboard operator at Wrigley Field. He has been for 28 years, and he has missed 3 games in 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the scoreboard operator at Wrigley Field is worth noting because they have an old-school scoreboard. You saw it. It's
yes.
An actual scoreboard, and part of it is electronic with balls and strikes, outs, and who's batting. But the rest of it is kind of still done by people who, like, hang numbers. It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field is, if for nothing else, known for the ivy, the scoreboard, right? Those are the things. So he says to me, well, do you want to operate the scoreboard? And I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. He's like, I'll let you put a batter up on the scoreboard. He's like, come around here. So I go around, and I probably shouldn't even be telling this story because he'll probably get in trouble. Hopefully not. He's like, don't tell anyone. I'm like, okay, I won't. I'll just tell everyone in D.C.
On my radio program.
So I come around the corner, and I walk up the steps into this, like, scoreboard room that's right next to the room I'm in but separated.
Uh-huh.
And I put – he's like, all right, the outs are corded. He's like, when I say ready, you hit cancel and then the number of the batter that's batting. I was like, okay. So Yasiel Puig is coming up. So I hit cancel, then I hit 66, enter, and I look up on the Wrigley Field scoreboard, and Yasiel Puig is on the scoreboard. I operated the scoreboard at Wrigley Field. Here's where the Is It Weird comes in.
I was going to say, this so far sounds awesome.
It is awesome, but I was so excited that I immediately texted like 20 of my friends and said, hey, I just got to operate the scoreboard at Wrigley Field. Is it weird that I had a childlike, legit giddiness about doing this?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that's weird at all.
That's good.
That's something that who's gotten to do that in the last 30 years? One person, now you.
Right.
Like, that's awesome.
So one of my buddies was like, I don't understand, why, okay? He said, like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, I just thought that was cool. He's like, why are you so excited about that? So that's why I'm asking you if it's weird. Would most people get that excited? I don't know.
No,
but I mean, I was legitimately ecstatic.
Most people wouldn't, but I watched, like, tweens and, like, you know, young men in their 20s, like, crying after, like, the fifth Twilight movie came out, being interviewed on Entertainment Tonight. You know what I mean? Like, there's not everything's for everybody. I understand that.
Right.
I'm not watching The Voice or American Idol Voice or America's Got Voices and Voice Talent Voice thing, but people obsess over that and have, like, fantasy drafts based on those things, you know? I don't watch season 77 of The Bachelor or Bachelorette ever. I have no reason to do it, but people love that stuff. Like, we love sports. That's a sports thing.
Let me get a vote from Thami and Dar. Is it weird that I was that excited about changing Yasiel Puig's number from Justin Turner's number on the scoreboard at Wrigley?
Grant, I'm going to say it's not weird, mostly because you got very excited to mail things. So this seems like an appropriate thing to be excited about.
Very true.
You do love the mail so much.
I love mailing things. I got a package in the mail at the hotel. Very exciting.
However, oh, real quick, before Thom jumps on.
Yeah.
I do want to say it's weird that you bragged about sending it to all your friends and then didn't tell any of the people that you work with.
Well, this is the thing, is I didn't want to tell you because right away I decided I would bring this up on the air, and I didn't want to in any way, like, alienate the process. Exactly.
That's fair.
Yeah. You guys are friends of mine. You're on a text group. I would have fired it your way. I wanted to live the experience on the air for the first time.
All right, here comes Tommy. He's got a look, GP. You can't see him, but he's got a look.
Uh-oh.
This is history in the making. This is the first not weird unanimous decision.
Whoa! Wow!
It's so...
Who knew?
It's so normal to be this excited about something about something that cool. Imagine, put it in my world, in Thom's world.
Yeah.
Let's say that Vince McMahon just grabs Thom off the floor of WWE Raw.
No, you chance. Are marking out.
And he says, "Hey, Thom, we know that you're a big mark. We're doing this new thing where you can sit gorilla with me, and I'll actually let you activate the stage for a wrestler to come out." It would be an all-time thing. I would tell everyone in the stadium. I would tell 18,000 people what I just did.
You would just be running around screaming it.
Right. So the fact that you got to do something cool, and then you only texted 20 people and didn't put it immediately on Twitter.
Well, so I was literally in the process of tweeting it, and I was like, "Hey, what year was that scoreboard thing created? Like the unit I was using?" He's like, 1937, but don't put it on social media if that's what you're doing.
Yeah, like, please don't tell anybody.
And I was like, "No, I'm not doing that at all.
Yeah,
of course not."
I think it's completely normal, and I think that this is something very cool for someone who cares so much about baseball.
You know what? This is a big moment for me, guys. I'm honored to have gotten support from all three of you. It's not weird. This is the first time, definitively, according to the show, that my action was not weird.
Yeah, I think
undisputed.
Cool. Undisputed, not weird. Now, I'm sure people are listening and going, "That is weird. Why is he so excited?" But that's the thing. You're excited about that. There's nothing weird about something you're excited about. You should be excited. No one else gets to do that.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. What do we expect from Kirk Cousins? Have the expectations, has the boundary moved now to expecting strong play every single week based on the money he makes? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.